can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for October 18th, 2023, episode 60.
Curry and the Keeper.
And a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 60. Hellos, my queen, my beautiful, beautiful hill country queen.
You were mumbling.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, my love.
I was going, lots of times I've said, hello, my queen.
Hello, my king.
Where's
your crown, man?
Yeah, where's my scepter? Here we go. All right, we might as well tell everybody we're faking it.
Yes. So by the time you listen to the show, I will be in Las Vegas.
Yes.
At the Chippendale show.
I don't think so. You're going to be at La Quinta.
Do they even still have that show?
Wasn't it Big Mike and the Big Thunder or whatever? Wasn't that the thing?
The Thunder Down Under?
Yes. Wasn't it a couple of years ago? Chippendale's probably, it's probably like some, you know, some copyrighted name or something.
Yeah.
Have you been to a Chippendale show?
No, I have not.
Hold on. Before we get into those details, let us cheers here for a moment, darling. Bang. Because we still drinking the wines. And Tina has 2 ounces measured out.
I have 4.
I have 18. So to see now, did you get carried away on me here? Let's see.
Ugh.
You don't like it?
It's got to open up. It's strong.
You bought it.
Let's see.
What are we drinking tonight? You can see it in the show notes at curryandthekeeper.com. This is the R.H. Rutherford Hill.
Yes.
Merlot.
Yes.
Napa Valley.
I decided to go with the Merlot. It's a young grape, though.
They have a story.
Oh, let's hear it.
Our family's legacy started in these very vineyards. Our passion is to ensure quality with commitment to sustainably crafting wines of elegance and distinction. Needs to open up. We live by the mantra, leave the land in a better condition than it was found. I tell that to the Indians you stole it from.
Yeah.
Savor the genuine Napa Valley character of this wine, crafted with the same exacting attention to detail for over 50 years. Well, can't be that bad if I'm doing it for 50 years.
Yeah, I just need to open up a little bit. Yeah. No, I'm not used to drinking these
days. I think of Rutherford, I think of my first girlfriend.
Oh, what was
Barbara,
her name?
Barbara Rutherford.
Barbara.
And that was
Did you call her Barbie? Or did you call her Barb?
Babs? I don't think we actually even really kissed, but we were kind of boyfriend, girlfriend.
How old were you, like 5?
12.
Oh, 12.
And I would drive my bike around her house. This is in Amsterdam. It was the international school. And she was from Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
I remember that
let's
part.
Let's look her up.
That's not. That's like a Facebook thing. If I was still on Facebook, let's see if Barbara Rutherford from the International School of Amsterdam is still around. I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't either. No. You don't have Facebook.
No,
you
gave
it
up.
You looking up your childhood girlfriends now that you're a happily married man.
Yeah, finally a happily married man. It took me a while.
I know.
And strike one and strike two. Nah, that's not entirely fair.
No.
Strike one was the first marriage.
Your beautiful daughter.
Your super beautiful daughter.
Yeah.
Who is now a social worker helping psychotic people. I love that. Dad, I'm helping psychos. It's great. I love it. I'm having so much fun.
I know.
Yeah.
But as you were saying, we are lying.
Yeah.
We are lying to you.
Yeah, it is the 17th, not the 18th, but we decided we'll do it tonight because everything got mixed up.
Yes.
We were going to do it on the 18th in the afternoon
in the afternoon.
Morning. But my teeth weren't ready.
Yeah, your teeth arrived. Yeah.
Well, my teeth were a day late because the lab couldn't. It was supposed to happen just today.
Yes, but the reason we're doing it early is because, like I mentioned, this time tomorrow I will be in Las Vegas with all my girlfriends getting ready to go on the Utah hiking trip.
Yes, and you have one of them here.
I do.
And one of them's in the house.
I do. Renee from Florida.
You had never met her before.
Never met Renee.
She's from 75 Hard.
Right. Yeah. We connected on Instagram and she participated in 75 Hard with us. That was last year. Mm-hmm. And at last December, I saw this hiking trip that I wanted to go on. And I put it out to the gals on 75 Hard and said, who wants to come? And she signed up and Anamika signed up, Rosalyn and Stephanie, and then Shayna's going. So there's 6 of us in our little posse.
Nice. How many people, how many women will be on the total?
10 women and 2 guides. And
So there'll be 4 4 that are not part of the 75
and
Hard.
And there is a strict... No mean girls, no Debbie Downers, and they will they will commission a helicopter to come and grab you if really? You bring in the whole group
Did they
down.
Say that? Like, and you'll have to pay for it.
No, but you'll be kicked out. They're going to kick you out. They're like, wow. Nobody's going to brain out our parade. Yeah, I'm like, good.
I like good. That. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, so I picked Renee up. So, I mean, like I said, I've talked to her on the phone. We text all the time. And I...
she's a no-agenda listener.
She's a no-agenda listener.
Is she not a dame, actually?
She is a dame. Yeah, she's a dame. And she's a cork soaker, although she's a lapsed cork soaker because she has not...
She hasn't kept up with the
shows.
She
hasn't kept up with the shows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I picked her up today and then we were getting ready to go out
to
dinner.
If you know you're going
to
stay at the Queen's house, don't you think you should catch up on the latest show? You know, like even if you just like skim through it, like, ha, 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 that was so great.
She's caught up on No Agenda,
there you go. What can I say?
But so we were getting ready to go to dinner and I go, I'll drive. And she goes, Tina drives really fast.
I said, what? Assertive, I think is the term. Renee, she drives assertively. Yeah.
But what's so funny is her husband, Mike, has been a no agenda listener forever. Yeah. She said that he has a hard time understanding, like, wait a minute. You've been listening to No Agenda for about 3 years and you're going to the Curry's house? Like, what's wrong with this picture?
It's all right, Mike.
But she is... so far the perfect house guest because she knows.
Oh, keep the lid down all the way.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
She knows.
Keep the lid down.
Yep.
She knows. She knows.
She goes, what? I keep the lid down?
I love that. Everything is so nice in our house when guests come. They don't keep the lid down.
No, like Adam will yell at me, not Tina.
You seem to be the one policing it, not me. I'm very happy this way.
What?
It's beautiful.
It's your name on the jingle. While I'm gone, you have a list of things to do.
You know, this is not really fair. I'm thinking, now, first of all, I work, right? I got a real job. You know, I'm going to take you to the airport tomorrow.
I have a real job too.
Yeah, I have five.
Really?
Yes, really. Because tomorrow, a Thursday, I'll be working. And then Friday, I'll be working. And then Saturday, I thought I have the day off. Now I'll be running around, doing all kinds of stuff. And I somewhere I have to get the dog to the groomer. There better be beef when you get back. I don't know how I'm going to get K&C to deliver before you come back on next Thursday or whatever, Fridays. That's going to be horrible.
And what was the
And
other
I
thing?
Have to pick you up. You know, it's like I lose, and just going back and forth to San Antonio, I lose 3 hours.
And you got
to
blow the bugs out of the garage.
And I got to blow. I mean, how am I ever, was that it? Are you sure?
I walked out of the garage today. I'm like, Adam, can you blow all these bugs out of the garage? There's a dead grasshopper. There's dead scorpions. There's dead crickets. He's
snake.
Like, yeah, I'll take care of it. Yeah. I pull up, skirt, skirt. There are all the bugs.
But Boost the Gram ball went out.
Oh, yeah.
That went out. You better believe
it. Boost the Gram those bugs in the garage.
Yeah, I will Boost the Gram the bugs, baby.
Anyway, so you got a list.
Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you leave me individual Post-it notes for each task?
Okay.
I really appreciate that.
All right, I'm going to put them all over your mirror.
Okay, that's fine. Wherever you want to put them. Yeah. That'd be good. I appreciate that.
Okay.
That makes it easier for me.
All right.
Then, you know, Mike has a list and everyone's got a list.
You told me to make a list for him.
Yeah.
I'm a list maker. You know that.
Ah, yes, you are.
Yes, I am. So, yeah. So getting ready for this trip. It's been interesting because as people know, I've been, this whole carnivore thing kind of tanked on me and I was trying to figure out what happened. And last week I was like, I'm going to go in for an IV. I'm going to go in for a vitamin IV. Let me just kick this thing out, whatever's
going
on.
Things Adam has only done twice in his life and does not look forward to. Yeah. You just go, get an IV.
Shoot me up.
Yeah. And so you came back feeling even worse.
Yeah. I went to Bible study and I sat next to Andrea and I said, I am just weary. I'm weary about this. I don't know what's wrong. She said, you know what? I'm going to ask the whole group to pray for you. And so at the end of Bible study, they all gathered around me and put hands on me and prayed for me just for my health. And because they knew that I was excited about this trip and I want to go. And so that was so lovely that they were all just surrounding me. And then, Karen, asked me about, you know, kind of what my...
The wife of the future Surgeon General.
Yes, yes. And so luckily they put a lab order in and I found out, actually I didn't find out. I showed Annette all my labs and Dr. Annette Pruitt figured out what was going on.
Dr. Annette Pruitt. What was the big discovery?
Well, my TSH, because I have Hashimoto's, which is thyroid, hypothyroidism, my TSH levels tanked like taint.
It's funny. My THC levels have been great. Oh, I'm sorry. Different.
I'm sorry.
I misunderstood.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Yeah. And so, yes, she discovered, she's like, Tina, this is why you're so tired. They're almost non-existent. And so I immediately.
If I can just say, you weren't just tired. I mean, you were crashing a daily basis.
Yeah.
And you were also going nuts trying to figure it out.
Right.
I mean, just going down every route you could. I mean, you were glued to the iPad. Morning, noon, and night.
Yes.
Writing stuff in your journal. You know, you basically have a WebMD category on what happened to you.
Well, and I'm writing notes. And so I'm coming across contradictory information. And one person said one thing, another person said another thing.
And you've been like selectively stopping. Okay. Should I stop eating bacon? Okay. Stop eating eggs? No. Egg whites. And then finally you discovered.
Oh, the histamine flare up that I had. It was the butter.
Which was not a small thing.
Yeah, it was the Amish butter. I stopped eating it and now it's virtually gone. It's virtually gone, which is crazy.
Who knew?
So anyway, so Dr. Annette Pruitt, thank you. I love that girl. Figured out, she saw the numbers. And so I immediately reached out to my doctor. And so she's got me on a protocol now. I'm not 100%, but I'm still going. I don't care. I'm going to push through. Okay.
Did I catch it right that this protocol includes stuff that you ordered accidentally?
Yes.
You want to tell me God's not a part of this right here?
I ordered I get my thyroid supplements. It's through a place called Fullscript, and I accidentally selected the wrong supplement. I selected the adrenal support.
And so they came in yesterday?
Came in yesterday.
You're like, I ordered the wrong thing. This is not what I needed. And then today,
I ordered the wrong thing.
And today you're like,
the doctor's like,
oh my God,
you need to take that.
This is exactly what, now. Come on, let's just stop.
I know.
And recognize what happened there.
Yeah. That's pretty phenomenal.
That's phenomenal.
So anyway, I'm on the mend, but I'm going to Utah. I'm going to push through. Because even though I have no TSH hormones in my body, I'm still moving. I'm still getting stuff done.
Don't worry.
I'm going to do it.
Around 7,000 feet, it'll be even better.
Yes. Oh, I know. Here I'm thinking, I told somebody, I go, yeah, the elevation is only like, it's like by like Fredericksburg. It's only 1500. I read the thing wrong. It says that's the elevation gain. No, it's like 7,700.
It's basically almost a mile high.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Denver. You'll be okay.
I'll be fine. I'm in pretty good shape.
You're in fantastic shape. And you won't be cold.
Oh, you're like the Cheshire Cat over there. Like you won the argument.
I didn't win the battle. I kept saying, look, for whatever reason, I can't really explain my wife, but the puffer coat was a real issue. You didn't want to order it, first of all. And then you finally ordered it. And I don't even know why. I mean, was it because of my badgering? Like
you and Annette?
Because I said, good job, Damon. Double team, because it was on your list and you're like, I don't need it. I'll just take my fleece. I'm like, yeah, does it rain there? You said, oh yeah, it rains. Okay. That fleece will be groovy. You know, love that fleece.
I have a little raincoat.
You know, here, I'm a helicopter pilot. It could be 100 degrees and we would throw our jackets in the back of the chopper. You just do it because you never know. You could get stranded. There could be some kind of something that happens and you have to stay overnight and it gets cold and you'll be toasty warm. And if you wouldn't, if you got hypothermia, I would be so mad at you. I would be mad. I'd be really mad.
Babe, I lost a few toes.
Very, very angry.
I got a club foot.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
I had a club you with.
No, it's all out of, but I was like, you know, I think that you knew that but what was the real problem? Because it was just, it's too space, right?
I jammed that thing in a gallon Ziploc bag and it's taking up most of my backpack.
What had to leave for your,
I had to switch things
shoes.
Out. I couldn't bring my boots. I wanted to bring boots, couldn't bring my boots.
This is because you're also in Vegas. You're not just going to this Bryce Canyon
We're
thing,
going
but
to Vegas
after
for
that,
a
you're
days.
Going to Vegas for a couple days.
Yeah.
How many days are you going to be in Vegas?
Two nights.
Sunday night, Monday night.
And then I fly home Tuesday. Right. Yeah. But the puffer coat is in my backpack.
It's in the backpack.
It's in my backpack.
It would be funny if you never use it. Then
I left the tags on. That baby's going back if I don't use it.
This is my wife. So, is my wife.
So we're going to Vegas and we decided to go to the Sphere, which is like
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Like,
didn't my stepdaughter go there?
Elise went there. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say Elise now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She had a great time. I saw her posting pictures.
She had a really fun time. And she went to go see Bianchi.
Oh, yes, for Bianchi.
Bianchi. Yeah, so I'm all ready to go, and I will be full of stories because I come back next Tuesday.
And then we can rock it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we can do the show on Wednesday, although I won't be able to do the newsletter.
Don't look at me. I have a list that is so long, I don't have any time to do any.
Oh, please.
By the way, subscribe to our newsletter. It's a great newsletter.
Yeah.
Tina's.
And when you get it, open it and read it. That'd be nice.
And if you're subscribed, make sure you still have it because, you know, things go to promotional tab in Gmail. Sometimes it goes to spam. And we see you not opening it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're subscribed, opening
it. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
I'm watching
it. We know what you're doing. Yeah. If you're not opening this email, shame on you.
So we ended the show last week. I was kind of mad at you a little bit.
Kind of. You ended the show and you're like, you just didn't care. You didn't care to try. I'm like, what? And this is not the first time. What?
I walked away
without even doing a title check with me. You didn't even try. I'm like, why would I sabotage my favorite show? Why would I? Why? Why? And when I said that, you were like, yeah, well, that doesn't make sense. But still. Am I right? That's exactly. And by the way,
did I say, yeah, that doesn't make sense?
Yeah, you said, now that I see you standing there, it doesn't make sense. But still, you know, you decide.
Because before I've asked you questions and you're like, I don't really feel that way about anything because everything in my life is perfect.
Yeah. Okay. You sprung, you had a new item and you sprung it on me.
Question of the week. And we still haven't gotten the jingle yet, by the way. Brian.
Oh, so it's not just me that's in trouble.
I'm just angry about the whole thing.
Exactly. This whole segment is falling apart. Okay.
So I shared with you the question of the week, which we'll do at the end of the show. Yes. So we are introducing that again.
And we are prepared.
Yes. Do you remember the question?
No, but I have the answer. I don't remember I don't remember the question, but I wrote down the answer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I wrote down the answer. Yeah, I'm like, what was the question again? Okay, I just wrote, I got an answer. I hope it's the right thing because that's what came to mind. And I needed some time to think about it, you know, cause yeah, really I'm a pretty happy guy.
Okay.
I have no regrets. I really don't have regrets about stuff.
You're a pretty happy guy.
I'm a pretty happy guy. Yeah. Sorry. You want to dig up all kinds of horrible stuff from the past. All right.
At
the end of each show. What a great idea. Yeah.
But it gives us a little insight into you that what's going on in that big brain of yours.
Well, okay. It is just make fun of Curry and make fun of Adam thing.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. But we were talking about things from the past. We were talking about, how did we get on the subject of this? Oh, I was talking about how I had to walk to school in the snow. Yeah. And I said, how we got on the subject of boots. And I said, yeah, you know, when
it was a subject of parents.
Yeah.
Of our parents.
Yeah.
And
I talked about walking to school and I had to walk to school in the snow. And you're like, oh, did you have to walk 5 miles in the snow?
In fact, I said, oh my God, you're actually someone who did walk through snow without boots.
We did.
I know. And that blew me away because I felt like, wow, there's actually someone that really happened to. It's not just a joke.
It wasn't 5 miles, but it was probably almost a mile, I would say.
And you said you would have wet shoes when you got to school.
And we would be freezing.
You poor girl.
I know.
See, this is why I want you to have a puffer coat. Oh, I remember. And I said, my parents had... And I must have been, I mean, I had the mittens
with the string.
And I was not like 4. And then later when I was...
Wait, you were like 15, right?
No.
How old were you with the mittens with the string?
7.
Oh, you're okay. 7. And everybody
because I would lose the mittens. My mom would get mad. She said, I'm going to put your string in. And I got to school and I was like... And then when I was 14, I'd seen Marlon Brando, the Wild Bunch, I think. And he has a motorcycle. He has a really cool black motorcycle jacket. And I begged my parents for 2 Christmases. And they finally said, okay, you can have a black leather jacket, but because it's so expensive, we're giving you this big motorcycle chain. And at school, when you hang it up, you have to chain it to, because we didn't have lockers in Dutch school.
You just had like a coat rack.
A coat rack, yeah. And I had to chain it. And
you had to bring your chain.
And so I left the chain there. And kids would be like, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm chaining my jacket. So my parents were like, someone's going to steal it. Someone's going to steal it. So I chained it and it became a thing. Kids were like, rattle that chain, before I got there.
Did you run it through the sleeves?
Run it through the sleeves. It was quite traumatic, but actually in hindsight, it kind of became cool. People were like, there's that guy who changed his jacket to the, I don't want my stuff stolen, man. And it was kind of a, there was a turning moment in my life. And this is around the time when it was also people started figuring out that I was doing pirate radio. Uh-huh. And so I kind of became, hey, that's the guy who's also on the radio who changed his jacket.
You became popular.
But
the chicks started to notice you.
Well, the dudes first. That was the best thing. They weren't just, basically, ignoring me, making fun of me, calling me names.
They were pointing at me. This guy's cool now.
You're John Holden?
Oh.
Yeah, but there was a year there where the chain took precedence and it was not cool. So, but nothing like walking through the snow without boots. I'm so glad I can give you a better life.
Thanks for the puffer coat.
Yeah. Would you like some mittens with a string through it just in case?
Yeah. All right. So, so what you got on your list over there?
I got a number of things, actually.
Let's hear it.
We had a wonderful dinner with some new friends.
Yes.
Paul and Ashley.
Explain who they are.
When we were having my birthday dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Damonette, mm-hmm. I think we talked about it on the show.
Yes.
Did we talk about the show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There was an Adam Curry fan, I guess I could say.
Exciting.
Who paid for my birthday dinner for everybody.
He recognized you immediately when he walked in the restaurant because he used to be a Headbangers Ball fan.
He was a huge Headbangers Ball guy.
He said it was on his TV all the time.
But I also figured that, he probably was a Rogan guy. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, here's my number. We should text me. And I just texted him and said, hey, thanks again. And then on my actual birthday, he texted me.
Aww.
And because I went over to introduce myself. He says, no, I'm like an oil guy and... you seem like a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. You could just tell this was not a douchebag. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, I have a ranch and it's like Midland or something.
No, Midland's up north.
He has a ranch that
somewhere
they come through Fredericksburg to get there, but it's not nearby. It's not like an hour away. It's like 2 hours away from Austin. Mm-hmm. And he says, that's why we're here. We come through from time to time. So we should definitely have dinner. And so we set it up and we had dinner at A La Campagna, the new Italian restaurant in town. Right off the bat, they're Christians, cool, very, very nice, nice people.
Yes.
He's one of these Texas billionaires that you don't know. It's like just a dude.
He's the oil baron.
He's the oil baron.
Well, and his girlfriend, Ashley.
Because they're not married.
Yes.
Yet.
Yeah. Absolutely lovely. Mm-hmm. She's just lovely. I really want to get to know her. She's got some stories. I got to hear her stories.
Yeah.
But right away you go, how long have you two been married? I go, they're not married.
I didn't know that.
Guys don't look at this.
No, of course.
There were no rings on their fingers.
They look like they'd been married.
Yeah. They've been dating for a year and a half.
Right.
So.
Right. And they both told their horrible stories about their former spouses.
Yeah, but they have happiness together, so yes, we won't even go there. But what was so cool is his son was being ordained as a pastor
this week,
this past Sunday.
Oh, is this past Sunday?
Yes.
Alabama.
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were really, really nice, and I hope we get to see them again. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
And the next day, he sent me a text message with a picture.
Oh, that's right. No.
It was a devotional.
Yes, yes.
And I said, hey, where's that from? Because, I like devotionals and I'm almost done with Jesus Calling. I've also almost gone through the whole year. And it's called Mr. and Mrs.
Uh-huh.
I immediately ordered one. And the idea is you read it together or you read it at the same time. You discuss it. And we did that for the first time.
That's
this
what
morning.
Ashley and Paul. They read it together.
Because they don't live together.
Yeah, they read it together and they discuss it. So anyway, so you get the book, you read it, then I get it and I go, and I read it and I said, okay. I go, well, are we just reading it? You're like, yeah. I go, we're not going to discuss anything.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
You're like, oh, okay, maybe we should discuss it. Yeah. I'm like, well, hello.
Sorry. And like, oh, yeah, that's right. Hello, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You know me.
I gotta
get up slowly. Gotta go through things.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really nice. I just really love how God is just putting these Christian people in our path. Well, anybody for that matter. Yeah. But I love that. I love that. I mean, because when you say, hey, do you mind if we pray? And they're like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're so good at it now. You're just the show off.
I'm not a show off. That's not, well, yes, I am showing off God whenever I can.
Yes, you
for
are.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean that.
Well, I have a fantastic mentor. I mean, you know me, it's like I learned radio from Howard Stern and Scott Shannon. I learned prayer from Peggy Light and Pastor Jimmy.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Peggy will love hearing that.
Yeah.
So then the next day we had the big eclipse here in Fred.
Yeah, which to
me, it's not the big one.
No,
the big one's coming in April.
Starter kit.
Yeah.
Now you were outside.
I walked. Yeah. I was walking.
It was full because Paul and Ashley had a hard time. They couldn't get a B&B or anything in town. They had to stay at a.
I wonder how Sage was. Did they like Sage? Did he say?
Did you ask? I didn't ask. No, I didn't.
Oh yeah. So I'm walking. I'm like, I'm gonna look at the sun. I'm like, oh, I can't look at the sun.
No, of course you can't look at the sun. No, you burn your eyes.
I can't look at the sun. No. It's too bright. And so I'm walking, and you could see the shadows
of all the leaves
through
and
the
stuff.
Trees, mm-hmm. and they're all moon shaped because of the moon being over the.
But it
the
didn't
sun.
Get dark. I was doing an interview.
Dark.
No, it didn't get dark at all.
No.
I mean, nothing went spooky or anything.
There were a ton of people out. Stopped looking. People parked. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So how many people are going to descend on Fredericksburg next year for a 15-minute eclipse?
That's the big one where it gets dark.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah,
it's gonna get dark.
And then, as John C. Dvorak said, it also dropped, the temperature drops like by 10 or 15 degrees when that happens.
Oh,
but
really?
Remember, the sun has nothing to do with global warming.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
Just remember.
I forgot.
It has nothing to do with it.
I forgot.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're going to have our cones.
Yes.
I'm renting cones so people don't, hopefully they'll respect our cones. If not, they'll respect my AR-15.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can't be parking on, I don't want them parking on our.
No.
On the property next door and all that, it's dangerous because people will do stupid stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Stupid stuff.
I agree.
I mean, I don't have any more on the eclipse other than,
I didn't even see it.
I didn't go outside.
I was like, oh yeah.
So jaded. I mean, oh, yeah. I always wonder, you know.
I just don't understand the appeal.
Well, so I had to think about it. Uh-huh. Like, is this God showing off? Is he saying, watch, hold my beer. Let me show you what I can do here. See this moon? Watch this. This is just a taste of what I'm going to do next year.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe?
I don't know.
And we were supposed to have an eclipse party, but Andrea wasn't feeling well, which is too bad.
Yeah, but the eclipse party was at 5 o'clock.
I know. It's like, let's have an eclipse party
at
5 hours later. any excuse for a party here in Fredericksburg. I love that.
I know.
Let me see. Then we had, I would say, something that I've been very excited about.
Yes.
Was prayer night on Sunday. And, you know, we've been praying for revival here in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
We've been promoting, you know, come every. Are there 300, 400 people watching
online?
That's like
I love
10,
that.
10 times the normal amount.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that.
And so I finish up at 5. And then Tina's like, hurry up. I was like,
okay. I go, we got to get a seat. And you're like, I got to go clean my teeth.
What? That's funny because that is exactly how I said it. Interesting. And lo and behold, we were there. It started at 6. And so I really only had 45 minutes to shower, freshen up. And,
eat a couple burgers.
Wolf down a couple burgers. And the parking lot was full. It was getting really full. There were hundreds of people.
There were over 200 people there.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And which they really thought, like, wow, there's probably going to be 10, 15 people there.
Because
not many.
No,
that's
really?
What Annette said. She said they were shocked.
And
I listened to their show today. They were shocked that there were that many people. Because, they were not anticipating that. But that just goes to show you how everybody just wants to partake
in
this.
Now, I even had to ask. Now, first of all, listen to Living Up in a Down World, livingupinadownworld.com.
Yeah.
You can get it on the same app you're listening to us on. And so they have the pastor's perspective of how this went, which is because they have experience with prayer nights. And as you say, some of them, it's just like, it's like 10, 15 people, or prayer night is not really a thing where people show up,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And there was an electricity in the air. There truly was during, you know, because even though it was prayer, we still had some worship. Remember, that's Christian for band.
Yes.
So he still had some music.
But Peter, Paul, and Mary were on the stage. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Pastor Jeff, Pastor Russ, and Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
And just the acoustic.
Yeah.
Unplugged. It was worship unplugged. People were just, I mean, they were woo, and they were getting excited during the songs, and then during the prayers, there was a lot of amens. I was like, are we in a Southern Baptist church?
Yeah,
this is great.
Good. It was
and
good.
Then Tommy Hayes just, he got up and went, what did Tommy Hayes just do? He was very animated. And Pastor Jimmy, he had a cadence. He was like, and people, and it was all beautiful.
He was
good.
Going through the different movements, and he and Pastor Russ was supposed to say the prayer. And Pastor Jimmy just blew right past him and did the prayer himself. And then he was like, whoops.
But then he...
Then he
surprised him and he said, okay, would you do a prayer here, Pastor? And Pastor Russ did one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
He did a lot of silence.
Uh-huh.
And you could hear people's hearts beating. Uh-huh. It was so quiet.
It was cool.
And he just took his time. You know, I'm a huge fan of that. You know, I love noise gates. Quiet. Just everything's completely quiet. And then and a voice would come out and he completely, ad-libbed the whole thing right on the spot.
Yes.
And then Damon Nett came up and did a prayer.
So because
what did I forget?
Well, because Jimmy accidentally took the prayer that Pastor Russ was going to do.
Ah.
Pastor Jimmy gave the prayer that Annette was going to do to Pastor Russ. So Annette looked at me.
Oh, I didn't know
this. She's like, he dissed me again.
Oh, I didn't realize
that
happened.
Yes, she was all prepared.
So this was something. This was an ad lib from her as
exactly.
Well. No way.
You didn't know that?
No.
Ringing
the bell.
Oh yeah. So then he came and he was like, Russ has definitely gotten some messages straight from the Holy Spirit. And so he had to say a prayer. And so when Pastor Jimmy came back down, he told Annette that she was going to go up next. And she was like, I wasn't even prepared to pray on that. And she went up there and she was on fire.
No wonder she's taken over their show, doing the opening and everything. She doesn't need that dude anymore.
Yes, she does.
They
are partners.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yes. And so she was like, the Holy Spirit just completely took over. She's like, I wasn't prepared.
I thought that was completely rehearsed.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to see what we're talking about, you can go to bridgefbg.com.
Yeah.
And it was prayer night on October 15th. She did an amazing job. Yeah.
Blown away. Yes. I was.
And I loved, so it was just great. I mean, it's such an amazing community. I feel so blessed to be a part of this.
And
community.
Everyone was there. We had, David, I call him David McLeod.
Oh, because of his hat.
He had his hat on. He was doing like a welcoming everybody security. You know,
yes.
So I love the way he does that.
Yeah. Everybody was there. All of our church community.
Everybody. Yeah. It was so cool.
Yeah. And then at the end, Jimmy had everybody pair up. Like four or five people, six people, and to pray, just individually
in
pray.
Circles.
And
yeah.
Of course, we got to pray with Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
We did get that was very cool.
Yeah, and that was
kind of like, who's going to pray with us? Like everyone was already teamed up. I felt like dodgeball.
Am I going to get picked?
We didn't get picked for dodgeball.
Well, I knew for sure Annette was going to pray with us, but I was like, well, I didn't know if Pastor Jimmy was going to head over or not, but he ended up and it was so great. Yeah. And so at the end, so we, you know, we're all standing there talking and
I was literally,
dude, you were raising your hands up. You were rocking the baby.
I had no heartburn. I had both hands up. I was doing the dunk. I was like alley-ooping. I'm an alley-ooping there. And then just all of a sudden, Tommy.
Yes. Tommy Hayes.
He says, I just met this guy in the bathroom, which sounded kind of sketchy. He says, a messianic Jew. He's just here. Just happens to walk in.
Yeah.
He says, I want you to come up on stage. And he came up on stage and everyone's putting hands on him.
Yeah.
And I was like,
cool.
I was like, yeah. I mean, the whole thing was, it was electric. I could feel it.
It was awesome.
Yeah. The Lord was present there.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That was fun.
And then at the end, so we're just chatting and sweet little Jennifer comes up, and I know Jennifer from church. She's Annette's friend. And I've sat next to her.
She's a troublemaker is what
I
know.
She comes up to Adam. She goes, hi, can I have your autograph? I turn around. I looked at her. I go, are you serious?
Looking at her like,
you were like, what? And then she goes, I'm just kidding. So that was pretty funny.
She kept it going for like a fraction of a second. I'm like, really? Are you serious?
She's really cute. She's cute. So, but you know, I mean, I like, we talk about it every week, but I absolutely love, I love Bridge Church. I love Pastor Jimmy's sermons. His sermons have been so bold and has emboldened me. But I loved the Sunday, his sermon. He was talking about God and how God has given us a voice. And I think about how this podcast started, you know, and how little did we know God had
about,
other
God.
It was about wine and charcuterie board.
and
little
beef.
Did we know that God was going to send us in a completely different direction.
And also, I love it personally because it is such a good way for me to. I would like to express myself.
Yes.
Now, No Agenda is a different place for different things. Although I radiate through the stuff we're doing, but to be able to discuss this with you like this, you're the perfect partner, baby, for this.
Aww.
I love you so much.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You're also pretty hot, Logan.
Oh, thanks.
You should look at me when I say these things. You're looking at your phone.
Because I'm going to read something, okay? Relax, Francis.
Is that a version of calm down? Did you just calm me down?
I used to call my girls Francis all the time.
Yeah, when you were pissed at him.
But I just find it interesting that...
Here we go. Whenever the interesting comes out...
No, this is a good thing. You know how... God is working through you and through me at this time right now, where there's a revival that's going to be happening.
Yeah. Well, it is happening.
And how,
it is happening.
How, you know,
look at the numbers.
Yes. And I love that Pastor Jimmy said, let's get uncomfortable and be bold. Like, let's be bold. Mm-hmm. So that Sunday, this was my God shot. So, you know, we've talked about this before. I do these God shots with Julie and Ashley every mm-hmm. morning. Mm-hmm. This was before I even heard Pastor Jimmy's sermon. And so it was Mark 4, chapter 4, verse 16. And it's, others like seed sown on rocky places hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Mm. And so what I said to Julie, I said, even though I feel like my garden is abundant with God today, it wasn't always like that. And I distinctly remember my fear when Adam proclaimed he would go on Joe Rogan and talk about Jesus. I immediately became fearful. And that's because my faith was not firmly rooted. I love to talk about Jesus in private or with other like-minded Christians, but to put it out there for the whole world to hear, oh no, that scared me for Adam. It's amazing how far I've come. I keep being reminded by the Holy Spirit to be bold. And as my faith deepens and my obedience to God is firmly rooted, it's easier to display my garden of God's word. And it was just so
beautiful.
Appropriate when Jimmy was like, Pastor Jimmy was like, let's get uncomfortable. Let's be bold out there. It's time for us to be bold. And that's how I feel right now. It's exactly how I feel.
Here's what's interesting because go ahead. There you go.
Kind of weak.
A little weak.
Sorry. Anyway.
So I too am being bold, but I've kind of been that way. In fact, there was something like a No Agenda. I was talking about Matthew 24 in light of Israel, Hamas, and also these two earthquakes that happened in Afghanistan, which no one talked about. But, you know, that's literally in Matthew 24, mm-hmm. you know, you'll be wars and you'll hear rumor of wars and there'll be earthquakes here and there. But just beyond that, just saying certain things, I'm very bold about it. No one has pushed back.
Yeah.
I've gotten no negativity from anybody. If anything, I'm getting the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, Millennial Mel.
Yeah.
She's like 26 or something. Mm-hmm. She's up in Portland. She's going to church.
Oh.
She's looking to get baptized. I mean, it's from old, young to old, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
And people wanted it this moment. Listen, people, I've done all the drugs. It does. It's not the
Quit
answer.
Drugs. Yeah. You mean it's, yeah, you just were a pot smoker. It's kind of lame.
Why are you like interrupting? This is a great speech I'm doing here. This is my inch by inch speech.
I've done all the drugs,
people. The answer is not there. The answer is not in the drugs. It really isn't. Tina, you've done all the glass bowls. You've done all the shaman. You've done the gurus.
I've done the angel readings.
Angel
the
readings.
Guides, the Reiki.
The Reiki. You've done the whole gamut.
I've done it all. I was searching mm-hmm. and looking in all the wrong places. Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, now I have a new segment. Oh. I have a God shot.
Oh.
But it's a different kind of God shot.
Oh, okay.
When we went to my first worship concert.
Yes.
Christian for Band.
Mercy Me.
Mercy Me.
Yes.
What happened there? Do you remember?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we got backstage. We got great seats.
Do you remember what happened, what I felt?
All right.
And I love you too. Yeah, we've been married for a long time. I said, I'm getting messages. I have to do something with this. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
And this was before we started the value. We were starting at the same time. We're just thinking about value for value music.
Yeah, it was in its infancy stages.
Mm-hmm. Completely in its infancy stages. And I said, the message I'm getting is I have to do something to enable this, to make mm-hmm. more of this happen. Because mm-hmm. it's limited. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's K-Love. And it's limited. And we need to do more with this, need to bring more joy, more worship music, need to bring it to people.
Yeah.
And so how long ago was that?
I don't know. Oh, Mercy Me?
Yeah.
February, April? I don't remember. In last spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had I been baptized? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Anyway, so suddenly I realized that as I've set this up, now we can play this stuff in podcasts and the artists get compensated if someone sends value for value. There's a family that has actually come into this scene, come into my life, that is doing exactly what I was told to set up for. Mm-hmm. And that's the Dorfels.
Oh.
And you know about Ben, you know, he's actually a worship leader.
Yes.
But there's Shredward.
Shredward?
Well, his name is Edward, but we call him Shredward.
Shredward?
Shredward. He and his wife, Alandace, Alandace? I don't know. I have no idea how you pronounce that. They have started doing songs. And
the whole family is talented.
There's like 10 kids.
Including Cheryl, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Why don't you talk about Cheryl first?
No, finish your story.
Okay.
Finish your story.
Well, because there's a song that goes with it.
Oh.
So, yes. So
they sent you a song?
Yes.
Oh.
And what they did is they took Psalm 54, sang it word for word. His wife came up with the vocal melody and the chords. And they have together they have a group called City Beach, mm-hmm. and they recorded it.
Oh.
And I thought it would be cool to play it here.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you are listening in a modern podcast app, feel free to boost them because it goes to them, including the Boostagram. I think you'll really, really like this. I've never heard a psalm sung like this. So this is Adam's God Shot.
Aww.
City Beach, Psalm 54.
God, save me by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Oh God, hear my prayer. Give it to the words of my mouth. Oh God, save me by your name. And vindicate me by your might. Oh God, hear my prayer. Give it to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me. Men seek my eyes. upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies in your faithfulness. But in that by your
to go read the psalm.
Thank you, God, for the Dorfels. Thank you for bringing them into our life. Isn't that beautiful?
I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. They are so talented. Every one of them?
Every single one of
including
them.
Including Cheryl.
So tell us about Cheryl. Cheryl is the mom.
Cheryl is the mom who had 10 children.
Kids and homeschooled 10 children.
Homeschooled them
all.
We met her in Tennessee when we went to Nashville.
And all the kids, as far as I know, they all get along. They love each other. They do a show together, a podcast. They make music together.
I mean, so we get this absolutely beautiful gift and I'm just blown away by it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so light.
Make sure you talk into the mic.
Okay, I need a light. Hold on. Oh, I got a light on my phone. Oh, hold on.
I'm sorry.
It's dark over here on this side.
I know. You had we both had our eyes closed during that song. It was just beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful.
I wanted to really hear the words.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we get this package from Cheryl Dorfel. Again, Cheryl's the mom of all of these children that she gave birth to and homeschooled. So it says, hi, Tina and Adam. Here's a gift to make washing and drying wine glasses a little enjoyable. I am Sir TJ the Raffles and the rest of the Dorfels mom. I also weave and hope you enjoy this dish towel that I dyed and wove. You should see this dish towel. It is so beautiful. I don't even want to use it.
I think she can also do plumbing. She can carpentry.
Absolutely lovely.
It's beautiful.
So I opened it up and we read the card and I said, that's it, Adam. I'm an underachiever. This is crazy. Like I could barely raise my two children.
Really?
And, yeah.
Really amazing.
Isn't that funny?
Good job, Mama Dorfel.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I love homemade gifts handmade gifts like this are just
the best.
So treasured. Treasured. So thank you. Thanks for sharing that song.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I really did.
I was really just like, oh man, it's here. This is what I was told to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, How about that?
Yeah, I also played it on Boostergram Ball.
Oh, you did?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just, you know, we're going to far and wide.
Yeah.
This stuff needs to go out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's modern.
Look at us, baby.
It also had a little solo, by the way. I don't want to say too much, but it had a little xylophone solo, whatever that instrument was. Like, ding, 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 ding.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yes.
I love that.
Shall we thank a few people before we go to our new segment?
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
The reboot of our new segment.
Yes.
We'd like to hear from the cork soakers.
We do love our cork soakers.
We do.
Every single one of them, except for the last one who's here.
Yeah.
Now
the one
it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
That's right. This is a value for value program. And if you're using a modern podcast app, which I hope you are, go to podcastapps.com because that also enables you to support the music as we play that. Oh, and something new. When you send a boostergram, now it'll show up in the chapters no matter what app you're using.
Wow.
Oh, that was so insincere. This is a big deal.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter if you're using Podverse or if you're using Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, Fountain, Castomatic. You can look in the chapters. And at the minute you sent the boost is when it will show up in the chapters. It's kind of cool. It's kind of a big deal,
okay.
Tina.
I was reading my notes to prepare for the upcoming segment.
Obviously. All right. So we kick it off with our top supporter. And of course, you can go to currynakeeper.com to our donate page. Shows
yes.
You can send PayPals to us. You can send stuff to the P.O. box like Cheryl did. Or you can do artwork for us like Craig or jingles, which Sir Brian didn't do with DJ. All right. For Tina's segment. I got my stuff from the Dorfels. Striper boost, everybody, 77,777 from the one and only Pastor Jimmy.
You guys just trade sats back and forth.
Why would you give away our secret?
Oh.
Have you noticed that we're always in the top 10?
Yeah.
Hello. It's called promotion, baby.
Sorry. Didn't mean to give away the secret.
You're going to get us blocked from the top 10. Shh. It actually... We're just throwing back and forth because we love each other.
You're like lobbying back and forth.
But we keep seeing, it's like, hey, that actually keeps us in the top 10. Yeah. Oh, well, that's fine by me. But you cannot beat the messaging. He says, what I love about you two is your love for God. Good morning, Holy Spirit, and your love for each other.
Yes.
Definitely a power couple. God is using to create a ripple effect of life, love, and faith. KTLD. And KYBO.
Keep your buckets overflowing.
That's right. Then we have through the PayPal, 2211. Numerology is important, people. We have Sir by His Grace, David
yes.
Wicker. And he says, how amazing is Southern Utah, Tina?
Oh, it's I'll give
it's
a full
beautiful.
Report. I'm reporting from the mountains. I'm rappelling right now. I'll get right back to you.
You are seeing one of the most beautiful regions of our amazing country. Praises. God is good, y'all. Sir, by His grace. PS 22.11 is gratitude for our church of 1122.
Oh,
and
nice.
He says, keep the lid down, keep your buckets overflowing.
Ah, nice.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Sir David.
Then 33444, here he is, Sir Brian with an I, soon to appear at the Indianapolis meetup.
Yes.
Because I'm sure he will show up. Has he confirmed that he's showing
he
up?
He said, yes, he's going to go and he's going to be there to set up.
And here's his boost. Have you seen these boostergrams?
No, I have not.
If you want a sneak peek at Tina's hiking trip, just watch... He does have humor. Just watch the 1989 classic Troop Beverly Hills. Tina is played by Shelley Long. She's going to have a Sherpa carrying all of her shoes, her outfits, her jewelry, her high-fat carnivore meal prep, her venue, her Veuve Clicquot, and sippy cups. But don't worry, she'll be roughing it. And Tina, you better bring the puffer coat or I will direct people to the hypocrisy. See episodes 31 and 32. Prayers for a safe trip and no broken nails.
No, yeah.
In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Yes, because I yelled at him because he didn't. I said, if you're going to go to Indianapolis, you better bring a coat this time.
Because he was in Chicago without
no
a coat.
No coat.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Thank you, Brian.
Then we have, a long row of threes, 33,333. This actually came in right after we did the last show. This is from Rob Kirkpatrick.
Oh,
from
hey, Rob.
Focus on the Family.
Yes.
He says, Tina.
Yes.
Because, of course,
I'm
who
the
am
talent.
I? I'm just the producer. It was such a pleasure to meet you face to face at the Spark Conference.
Likewise.
Oh, Adam.
Oh.
Thanks for being responsive to God's 2:30 a.m. download. Ah, your keynote was precisely what we needed to hear. I can speak for all the Godcasters when I say that we're doubly blessed. First, your co-invention, and now the bond of faith. It was great to talk with you since meeting at the infamous podcast movement in Dallas, which was infamous indeed. My email may be stuck somewhere, so the next blessing is a boost. Rob Kirkpatrick.
Thank you, Rob.
Did you get an email? Because I didn't see an email.
I did not see an email.
So we got to figure out our email issues, Rob. I'll send you my... You have my phone number. Text me. Text me, bro. Thank you very much, brother.
Oh, thank you, Rob. That's really
33,015 because this comic strip blogger is not just someone who listens casually and uses the Boostagram to promote stuff. He really cares. Because he sent me, he posted on podcastindex.social. Adam, are you doing no show because Tina leaving for Utah? I said, no, we're going to tape it early. Okay, I boost now then. And here it is.
Aww.
Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Explore the financial maze with DH Unplugged podcast.
Oh, we know that podcast.
We sure do. Where seasoned investment advisor Andrew Horowitz and award-winning columnist John C. Dvorak unravel market surprises. Their unscripted discussions on job reports, political events, and market reactions offer a fresh, enjoyable dive into the world of finance. Go to www.dhunplugged.com to find them. Yo, CSB.
It's funny because Renee was showing me all the podcasts that she subscribes to and she has DH Unplugged on it. I go, you listen to that?
I try to catch it every...
She goes, no, I have never listened to it.
Really?
I was surprised, like, really?
I think it's funny. I like Horowitz. I like Dvorak, but I like Horowitz.
Yeah.
He's been doing this for a long time.
I know
time.
He has.
Early, yeah. old school. Then we have Paul Yearn, known as Lonely Yank, 12345 in the Satoshi world. Thanks for decanting me last episode. I've never been good at formalities. I'm a dog trainer by trade, so I love hearing your stories about Phoebe, even if it's about the smells.
Oh, she stinks.
Keep the lid down.
Keep the lid down.
That's Paul from Chesterfield, Virginia. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Then we have Studio 2 Rocks. I'm not sure who this is, but it's 4343 Sats. Just started the episode. Haven't listened to you guys nor No Agenda for a while now. So 33333 boosted to 4343. Pondering on Puffer. Is it a curry puff pastry? Is it a winter jacket or is it Puff Daddy? I will listen with anticipation. 43.
Nice.
Well, you know by now then, don't you?
Yes.
Joel Nelson from Rochester, 3333. I went to podcasting 2.0 specifically for Curry and the Keeper.
How about that?
Haven't gone back. It's a good feeling to be able to give back some value automatically.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for understanding what we're trying to achieve, man. Really appreciate it. We have Sir Vince of the Pacific Northwest. This is for the Psalm. For Psalm. He just says Psalm. You know, sommelier, Psalm.
Oh, for the Psalm.
For Psalm. 3333. Chad F. with a huge laugh emoji. This is the cheapest wife I've ever had. 3333.
Story,
a lot of people like that. 3333. Dylan 417. Boostagram is Matthew 24. And 24 sats.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
There's your numerology at play. 1500 from Captain Compliance. Thank you, Captain Compliance. No note. The Balderdash Boys, 777. Aww. That, of course, is a striper boost. In the evening. Great episode as usual. As you were talking about movies, I recalled my favorite, Life of Jesus, and this one particular scene from John 8. Cheers, Sir Wes. Oh, he sent me a YouTube video, which I'll have to look at. And we have to watch War Room.
War Room, yes.
You know, I almost turned off Living Up in a Down World because they were kind of telling the story there. I was like, I don't want to hear.
They didn't really give it all away, though.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Sir Sean Reiser, 500 sats, finally allowed to be on my feet after 6 weeks of face down positioning eye surgery.
Sean.
You two and the entire extended Curry podcasting universe really help pass the time.
I bet.
Man, we'll see the results over the next month and then move on to the left eye.
Oh.
Effing MS. It's MS.
Yes, oh, MS. Man. We'll be praying for you. We'll
pray for you, brother. As I've been in the hospital and numerous doctor's offices, I've masked a scary observation. Oh. The toilets in medical facilities don't even have lids. Oh. Think of all the diseases being spread. Oh, hey, hospitals, keep that lid down.
No
wonder people are getting sick. There's no lids.
They want to keep them sick. They want to keep them in there. I'm telling you. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Sir Sean says, yours in love, love, wine, love, and Christ.
Oh, thank you very much. Sean.
We got 200 from Donkey, 200 from RGBTC, and Great Britain 94, who I think is new, so I'm going to decant her.
You've been decanted.
150 sats. Really enjoyed this episode. I'm also my husband's cheapest wife. Very good.
It's a proud moniker for
me. In your nation.
Very good. Excellent. Yes. Baby.
Yes.
You're the bestest wife.
Yeah. Good answer,
and
dude.
The final wife.
Yeah, good answer, dude.
Dude.
The right answer. That's all I got to say.
Thank you all so much for supporting us with this value for value donations. Was there anything else?
Yes,
there something?
I just wanted to acknowledge Mandy Bates had sent us a poem that she wrote. And I'm not going to read the poem because she didn't say whether I should read it or not.
But it was beautiful.
I know. I did. I loved it. And so she shared this poem with us, and she said that she believes her poem is a metaphor for the night that she was giving up all hope and how God saved her. And at the end, she said, thank you both for being one of the many lights on my path. I am so blessed, and sometimes it is hard to contain the emotion. I wish you peace, love, and God's blessing always, with tremendous gratitude, Mandy. And you know, I understand that when you feel so grateful and so blessed and all for God's glory, that, yeah, it's hard to kind of contain that emotion. It really is, you know.
It's a beautiful
poem.
So
I get that. Thank you so much, Mandy, for sharing that. So
we're like a regular PTL club here. I'm so proud of us.
So what do you got planned while I'm gone?
Well, I have a whole list. I have a mirror full of Post-it notes.
Besides that, what fun things are you? You got a few things planned already.
Well, Pastor Jimmy and I are supposed to have a bro date, but he has to come back from his, he has an offsite.
Yeah.
You know, preacher offsite.
Yeah.
Who knows what they do at the preacher offsite? Yeah. Hey, how you preach? Let me show you, man.
Yeah.
Let me show you my preaching skills. What? Did you hear that?
That was a boost.
I know, but why is it coming through?
I don't know. Damonette said that he had to read several books in preparation for this the next 2 days.
Oh, it was actually pretty cool. It's a bunch of smart people sit around and discuss these books. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had to read them.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So I'm supposed to have a dinner with him on Thursday. I've been invited to David's place on the hill.
Yeah.
As Andrea is down in the city.
Yeah.
And he said, we'll discuss over wine and good steaks. We will discuss Isaac and Ishmael.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. All right. I'm looking forward to that.
David is the... What do you call it?
International arms dealer.
Yeah, arms dealer.
Also, realtor to the stars. Realtor attorney to the stars.
Oh, you have names for everybody. So that'll
Why
be fun.
Why not?
So,
everyone deserves a good nickname.
So that'll be Thursday.
Then Friday. Well, I do the show. Yeah. And so I'll probably be tired.
Yeah.
Mike's coming. He's going to start on his list.
Yes. I gave him a list.
Gave Mike a list.
Yeah. Mike is the anger management friend.
Mike is the former cop from Kerrville with anger management issues. But he has a power washer and power painter, and boy, does he like to use it.
Yes.
And Saturday morning, I'm having breakfast with Pastor John Wilmore.
Yeah. Look at you, Mr. Pop. You're lining up your bid for mayor. You're working everybody.
I need 2 more years of this.
Yes.
You know, there's 3 Rotary clubs here. I got to get all 3 Rotaries. There's a couple of Lions. I got to get them.
Okay. You got to get the women's clubs,
Boy Scouts,
too.
Got to get the Moms for Liberty on my side.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Saturday night.
Nothing.
Yes. What's
Saturday night?
You're going to see the birds.
Oh, that's right. Roger McGuinn. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. I wonder if Pastor Jimmy's back. If he's back.
Well, that's a late Saturday night for him.
I mean, it's late for me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Roger McGuinn, who, as you, if you've been listening to the show for a while, he and his wife sent me a Bible.
Excuse me, us a Bible?
I sent, that's what I said.
Did so
I
sent me a Bible. Us?
But wasn't after my baptism that he sent us a Bible?
But the letter was to Tina and Adam.
I don't remember that part.
I'll pull it out. I got it.
Don't you whip it out.
up. I'll whip it out.
A beautiful Bible. And, you know, we met them before years ago in Austin at the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he said, hey, you know, I'm doing the show in Austin on Saturday. I do have it in my calendar. Yeah. He says, do you guys want to still come? I said, well, Tina's going to be on this hike in Bryce Canyon. But, you know, I'm like, this is a bird, man. And he's 80 years old.
It's the bird, man.
And what an opportunity. And I just love them. So yeah I'm going to go. I'm going to go in and then come back. So I'll feed Phoebe.
Just be careful driving.
I'll go. Yeah, I'll be dark. Fine. I'll be fine. Okay. I'll be fine. I'm good.
Okay.
You know, so then I'll be
car
home.
Drives itself.
Car drives itself. I'll be home before midnight. Yeah. I'll be fine. But I mean, what an opportunity, because I know his show is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a great show. He's a bird.
Yeah, he is.
Come
a bird.
Come on, he's an 80-year-old bird.
Yeah.
You know, and he's out there. So mm-hmm. Yes, I got to put some respect on this man's name.
Yeah.
Sunday show. Monday, I don't know what I'm doing. When am I picking you up?
Tuesday.
Well, where does this leave time for me to even do Phoebe's grooming?
Monday. You're going to have to call tomorrow.
And how do I get the beef here on time? I'm never going to get all this stuff. I'm never going to get my... better be beef when I get home.
You did not say that.
That's exactly what you said.
You could just order it. Just order the beef.
You're coming home Tuesday already?
Oh, am I not gone long enough for you?
But that's not even a week.
Wednesday to Tuesday, Wednesday the following Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be working a lot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what time on Tuesday?
I don't know. Like noon. Noonish.
See, there goes my Tuesday.
All right. Well, you could drop Phoebe off early in the morning on Tuesday. Oh,
there's an idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you'll be home again on Tuesday. That's not even that long.
No, it's a week.
It's just less. A week. I mean, you're going tomorrow night. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then you're home. It's 5 days. It's nothing.
Okay.
It's nothing. Stay longer.
Okay. Fine. I'll extend my stay in Vegas.
Let me
just pack my party dresses.
Woo. Okay. Yeah. Ditch that puffer coat.
Yeah.
Put a party dress in.
Yeah. Slam a party.
So that's all. I mean, there's not much. I mean, yeah, I wanted to just hang out with Phoebe and just watch Billions.
Oh. And you can watch the new Frasier too, that you love so much.
Well, yeah, it's not the same as the old Frasier, but yeah. I watched the first two episodes. You fell asleep. I watched the first two.
Yeah.
I'm loyal to Frasier.
I know.
Loyal to Frasier.
I know.
All right. Here we go. Our new item. Finally, the
question
end.
Of the week.
Question of the week. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, here's your question. What seemed harmless to you as a kid that you now look back on in horror?
I have an answer.
Oh.
My answer makes sense.
Okay.
For some reason, I was, and now this is like 12, me and the Magalski, Mike and his kid brother, Jim, there were three of them, Magalskis, I think. And we were all in the international school. And he was a little older and we were, you know, maybe 11. And this is when we were living in this southern part of Amsterdam called Amstelveen. It was being built, these huge flats, they call them, apartment buildings. But kind of like, you know, you've seen what some of that in Amsterdam looks like yeah. 1970s, mm-hmm. like socialist mm-hmm. type stuff. And we would do the most, in hindsight, insane stuff. We would start the window washers and ride them up the building. We would go in. So these were, you know, like a whole wall would be open. It just, you know, it wasn't completed. Then there would be a crane next to it. And the crane had cables. And we would literally, on like the 10th floor, we would jump out and grab onto the cable.
Oh my gosh.
And then get into the, and then shimmy up, get into the cabin of the crane and start it up. We'd throw tiles off of the roof. This all came flowing back to me. Oh, we were insane. And I have no idea why we're still alive. And usually before we went home, we'd start a fire. Oh. Like, oh, it's cool. Not out of control. Not like, you know, like, oh, let's make fire. We're gonna look at the fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that good enough? Because that's cringe. That's... I can't. My heart still beats. Like, especially the jumping from the building to grab. Don't worry. We can all make it. You could make it. How stupid were we? There you go. Did I disappoint?
No.
Did I make up for last week?
Okay. You did.
How about you on your question of the
week?
Well,
mine kind of goes a little bit off of that.
Oh, really? Were you insane too as a kid?
Well, I mean, I was pretty much a good kid. You know, I colored in between the lines, but I remember my grandmother lived in Gary. In like a shack.
Did she really live in Geary?
Yes, like in
like
a
Michael
shack.
Jackson's Geary in a
in a shack.
And a real shack,
behind,
like a shanty, like a lean-to.
I'm not.
Did she have an outhouse?
No.
Okay,
no.
She had indoor plumbing. Okay,
but yeah, the house was interesting.
I got you. Shack, and this was your Mexican grandmother.
Yes, my dad's my dad's family, and so behind their house there was like a shed. And so me and she was my aunt, but she was my same age. It was my dad's sister. Mm-hmm. And I think it was probably Laura too. And we would go in the back and we had a roll of toilet paper and we were lighting the toilet.
Fire. Why? Why do kids do this?
We wanted to see how big the fire could get.
Yeah.
Luckily, we didn't burn that place down.
You know what's crazy? You are burning toilet paper rolls, and I can't get you to put a new one on here at home. Twice I had a cardboard roll on the thing. Yes. Just saying.
So, yeah, I think about that and I think, oh my gosh.
How insane.
This little shack we were in was, it was rickety.
It was ready to go up in flames.
Oh my gosh. I think about that. I'm like, we could have burnt her whole compound out.
We have similar cringeworthy backgrounds.
We have pyro stories.
The pyro twins.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, we were meant to be, Adam.
That's so true, baby.
You like the question of the week?
I love the question of the week. It's a little disappointing without the jingle. But you know what?
What?
We were pyros then, and now my heart burns for you.
Oh, jeez.
Say it ain't true, baby.
I love you, Adam Curry.
I love you, too. Have a great time in Utah, baby.
I will.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening,
in the keeper.